Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents. Let me ask you something. Do you enjoy what you do? Are you having fun with what you do for a living, your professional life, maybe even your personal life? Are you enjoying what you've got your hands on right now? If you're not, let me tell you the reason why you may not be having fun. You're not enjoying it. There's a couple of reasons. Number one, it might not be the thing you're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're in the wrong job, the wrong career. You're doing the wrong type of work, and you just need to get out of it. And if that's what the situation might be, that's another episode. I've got some episodes prior to this one that you might want to check out. But if you're not having fun because you're not experiencing success, then this is the episode for you.
And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit. He should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand, said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area, the shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He making money, but he crazy. Said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down. Just before my man was about to pass out, he raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling. You don't care about nobody.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So the question is, do you want to succeed? You know, one of the hardest things to get a new agent, a new salesperson, a person in business, anybody that I'm, whether they're working in my agency and I'm doing one-on-one consultation coaching with them, or they got their own business and it's not even got anything to do with insurance or sales. The number one challenge to get anyone over is the challenge of being focused. And I think in that illustration that I just played for you by the gentleman that was talking about, if you want to succeed, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe in this situation, then you'll be successful. What he's basically saying is, when you focus in on today, I am going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to turn on the TV. I'm not going to speak, look up. I'm not going to do anything until X, Y, and Z is done. When you become that focused on the goal at hand, then you are going to see you succeeding at that goal. You're going to be meeting and surpassing expectations that you put on yourself and others put on you. But it takes that level of commitment and that level of focus. And I thought that was a perfect illustration of when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when your mind becomes clear of everything else except the goal at hand. And in that illustration, it was breathing. That is when you're going to find your success. You know, I've got agents that come on all the time that's been with other agencies. They've been with X, Y, and Z company, been here or there and everywhere. And they just seem to just waffle around in their previous employment. And I've had people that look on the outside in saying, you know, how are your agents writing 3, 4, and 5 applications a day? And it's very simple. It's not, you know, something that's a mystery. We put them in an environment and in a situation where they are focused. They don't have to worry about this. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to be a marketer. They don't have to be an underwriter. They don't have to be this. All they have to be is a willing body to work the system. We give them a high perceived value proposition. We give them a methodology to get in front of the people that would perceive the value proposition for what it is, and that's a high worth. And then we automatically engage them in that, and we put them in an environment where we literally have agents that are writing 3, 4, and 5 life and disability and final expense applications per day. Are they happy now? I've had agents that literally have come to me and said, you know, I used to be in the insurance business and I gave up just because it was boring, or it was just aggravating, or it was frustrating, or it was this or that. And I said, give me 90 days. Give me 90 days and give me 110% in those 90 days that you'll do exactly everything I show you. And then within 90 days, if you are not just bragging about this business and this industry that we're in, if it's just not meeting and surpassing all of your goals and expectations that you could ever fathom, dream, or imagine, then I will personally put out resumes in whatever industry you want and go to bat for you and start working to get you somewhere else. In a different industry, in a different career path. Now, I don't make that offer to everyone because there are some people that are just not made to be in business for themselves. They're not entrepreneurs. They're not people that are going to give the commitment and the level of focus that is required to make it happen. But one of the things that hinders people from finding the success that they should find is disappointment.
The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, you know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's LEADS by TERRY.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to LeadsByTerry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
Listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So no matter what industry you're in, the one thing I can tell you is don't get distracted and don't get disappointed. There are going to be days that nothing that you do goes right. It just happens that way. I heard a preacher once said, you know, success, the level of success that you are at right now is based on the stones of failure that you had to walk across. In other words, he was saying the stones of failure that you've experienced in your life are actually stepping stones to higher and higher levels of success. And that is so true. You know, I have been in business for myself since 1996. Now I work for some people, but even working for them, I was self-employed, looked at as a self-employed. You got what you got. You was in sales, straight commission. And then I was in that environment for a while and then went out on my own. And then the market crashed in 07 and 08, and I went down with it. And I found myself literally in a food line one day, begging for money, or not money, but for food to feed my family. Because as a business owner, when I lost everything, when the economy just went kaput, the house was gone, the cars were gone, the business was gone, my livelihood, everything I knew on how to make money disappeared just like that. And I'm a minister, I teach Sunday school at a local church, and I'm sitting here at a place that will give out food, and we were just in one of those places where we could not get anything happening. No income, no anything, no support, no help from the government in the instance that, you know, as a business owner, I was paid through the company. So, you know, unemployment was not there. Food stamps were not there. And I'm not downing anybody that's ever been on anything like that. But I understand to be in a position like that and finding myself in a small place called Yokefellas, which is where people go to, you know, get a hand up sometimes. And I'm sitting there and I'm in my nice clothes that I had on my back from being in business, driving up in a newer car, fancier car that hadn't been repossessed quite yet, sitting in this line. And I literally had a lady come up to me and say, "Well, hey, Pastor Terry," because she knew me as a minister. And she said, "Are you here to pray with people today?" And at that very instance, just a great conviction came over me, a great shame even came over me. And I had an opportunity. I said, am I just going to try to save face here and lie? Or am I just going to be real with her, myself, and just let everybody know? You know, sometimes people that are on these high pedestals can fall. Because I was known in the community as a businessman, was fairly successful for years. And so I finally just came to myself and I looked at her and says, "No." And I mentioned her name. I said, "It's actually me that's here for prayer today." You see, we all have failures. We all have times that just nothing goes right. Someone asked me just a couple weeks ago, you know, said, "Terry, you spend more time with your podcast and your radio talking about motivational things and things to get people started and getting going in their career. And it's almost less of a show about financial planning and budgeting than it is a show about how to grow and build a business." And I say, yeah, because at the end of the day, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, then you don't have two nickels to save or budget. So it all starts with the income that you earn. And I have, from personal experience, want to shout it from the rooftops that you can rebuild. You can start over. You can fall flat on your face and come back in months stronger, better than ever. You know, there's a lot of things wrong in our country right now. No one's denying that. But I can tell you one thing. We live in a great country. A country that, you know, I don't agree with the politics going on in Washington right now. But I thank God for the country that He's blessed me to live inside. That someone who's flat, broke, busted, and disgusted can start over in just a few years, rebuild his entire career, and rebuild everything that once was lost. But as Les Brown says in the very beginning of my show, and if you've ever wondered why Les Brown and the speech by Rocky, you know, is there, is because these are sort of mantras that I live by. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty, and as the pastor there, I think is Eric Thomas, said, if you want to succeed just as bad as you want to breathe, I'm telling you, good things are going to happen. We have agents that literally couldn't sell, couldn't give insurance away, that are closing $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000 in annual premiums per day now. Why? Not because we're special. It's not because we represent any insurance company that someone else doesn't represent. It's just we offer a higher value proposition to the prospect. We show them in a very effective, very affordable, very concise way why you should do business with us. And by doing so, agents become successful. You don't have to join our agency to get our help. Call us. I want to share. Listen, I want to share the wealth here. I want to share the good news. The good news is you don't have to hang your head and think the best days are gone. You don't have to. Your best days can be ahead of you right now. You just got to sharpen your skills if you're not there. Hey, I'm learning every day. So can you. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson, Dollars and Cents, DSRadio.net. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.